Hello, welcome to Springs of Zion podcast, where I love to talk about God. God is raising an army of believers who seek his springs in Zion. God's springs or water of revelation are important to strengthen and empower our walk with God. The Lord is calling his people to become one heart and one mind in righteousness. My hope as your host today is to be an encouraging voice in a world that is literally crazy. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, please cover this podcast message today with your heavenly protection to open ears, eyes, and hearts as I share your word, and let your spirit lead this time and allow each one listening to respond for your sake. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So today's message is for God's people of Zion. And I'm going to start with Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people of the earth. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. You see, I've been hearing in my spirit, deep, deep darkness covers the earth. I've been hearing this for months while doing the dishes, gardening, walking my dog, knitting, basically anything that keeps my hands busy and my mind chatter stops, my spirit is allowed to express itself. God is telling us the darkness is everywhere. Many places in the Bible were told about darkness and deserted cities full of jackals or principalities. In the spiritual sense, they're devouring demons, destroying everything in one's life. It's a place of brokenness and great destruction, and also a place of God's judgment. In Psalm 44, we read, "But you crushed us and made us a haunt for jackals and covered us over with deep darkness." Verse 19. However, if we're dwelling in the secret place or taking refuge with God, aren't we told our recourse for dangers and difficulties is him? This is our protection, God. In Psalm 91, verse 1, he that dwelt in the secret place. David tells us that he makes God his habitation and refuge as he's called. God is calling us. And in verse 9 of Psalm 91, David says that he has access to him, fellowship with him, worships within the veil, living a life of constant communion with him. You shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So no matter what's going on around us, if we abide in the shadow of God, we're protected. I love in the commentaries, Elcott says, "The darkness shall cover the earth. The darkness which has shrouded Zion still spreads its veil over the heathen nations of the world, but they are also to share in the light, which is God, to stream forth from the New Jerusalem." Another example is in Malachi 4, verse 2. "But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go out and playfully jump like calves in the stall." Psalms 84, verse 11. "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from those that walk with Almighty." To arise, we allow our spirit's permission to pierce that second veil within the Holy of Holies, where God dwells, God's presence is. I've said it before, we don't have to wait, you guys, until we die to experience the kingdom of heaven. All creation is waiting for mankind to understand how to arise and take dominion of earth. Let us enter his kingdom while living on earth. We can be just like Jacob. He found the ladder in his sleep, right? To access heaven. Climb the ladder. When Saul, soon to be Paul, was traveling the road of Damascus, suddenly, a light from heaven flashed before him. Both of these stories are referring to the piercing of the second veil to enter God's kingdom realm. Do you believe you're standing at the fresh threshold or gate of heaven right now as you're listening? Well, let's dig deeper. Ezekiel tells us in chapter 10, verse 4, that God is opening this door or veil for those bold enough to step through it. This is the door where God ministers to you and to me and for us. Hebrews 8, Romans 9, 1. If our prayers are not being answered, we need His help. We are not accessing God. These are just to-do lists for us. Let's make them real, especially now that our land is being ruined by the enemy. Are we living in the time of Gideon? I mean, it's no coincidence that my last podcast was all about Gideon. Come on, you guys. We've escaped Egypt. And now, for 3 years, we've watched the enemy pillage our countries, our families, and our economy, and our children. Ugh, makes me sick, makes me cry. And what do? We just continue to thresh wheat in a secret place or in the wine press, hidden. We must become like Gideon, mighty warriors of valor, and arise. Don't be afraid. Don't be like Gideon was, a coward. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and stood over the threshold of the house. And the house was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord. The house is you and me. Once we step into our appointments with God, He's with us. We have nothing to fear. I've shared many accounts of my visions and dreams, and in these occasions, I have pierced the second veil. I'm not special, and I'm not privileged. This is available for every single one of you seeking fellowship with the Father God. God is unfolding the heavens in a new and extraordinary way. This will be a stretch towards a higher and more elevated call for you. If you're willing to leave behind the old molds of a traditional church where we sit in the pew and we sing hymns, no, we can do that. But we also need to spend time in our secret place where the Spirit isn't dry and we get to move with His Spirit and pursue the things of God. Hallelujah! His glory opens our eyes and our ears, and our spirit within us is to experience God. You will feel Him, you will see Him, and you will see heaven, just like my dreams and my visions. You guys, this is for you. I get so excited. But when the Spirit of the Lord took me to these verses, I immediately thought of Moses in the terms of the tabernacle, where two large curtains hang, veils. One separating the holy place and the other separating the holy of holies in the book of Exodus. We have been in the holy place, all of us. Our churches have been in the holy place. God is opening, and it makes me cry, holy of holies. Those sets of five curtains were not sewn together, but joined in a system of loops and fabrics and gold clasps to link the loops from one set of five curtains to the other set of five curtains. This is our spiritual illustration of joining the curtains of unity. It is the same idea of Romans 12, verse 5. We, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Our corporation is coming together. God is doing this. There is a slightly different application here too, and you'll have to pray about it. Trapp said this, the coupling of these two curtains to make one tabernacle might signify that the saints both in heaven and us on earth to make one church. I love that. We're coming together. The army of God in heaven is coming to earth through us. Either way, these two veils separate the temple or temple of God into two compartments. And I want to remind you, you are the temple of God. You are spirit. God placed your spirit in the baby in your mother's womb. I think we can agree. We are unable to walk with God after the fall of Adam, right? Because that's the first veil. We know Jesus came to conquer this division. So as believers, we access God by receiving Jesus as our Savior. Praise God. The second veil separates us from the Most Holy, or Holy of Holies. This veil must be pierced, because otherwise we're just like Adam. We're stuck. We want to walk in the Spirit with God. We want to talk to God. We want to hear what God has for each and every one of us. The first compartment was the holy place, which was the larger room, first entered with the table of showbread, the lampstand, and the altar of incense. And you can read this in Exodus. I'm not making this up. There's so much symbolism in the holy place. It is here for us. This big table is where we lay down our burdens. And then when we enter, we repent, we show our bread, and we are given light, Holy Spirit, to our lampstand, our spirit, accessing the altar of God, God's presence. If I were a scientist, this would be known as our subconscious and our mind. But we're not scientists. I can't talk. The second compartment was the most holy place. This is what God is opening. A smaller room with the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark is God's presence. Going beyond the first veil correlates with our movement of the assembly of Ecclesia, of being united with Christ in our daily lives as we walk through our day with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is here we access the kingdom of God when our spirit connects to God through the Holy Spirit. Woohoo! This is a thin, transparent curtain. It's not very big. You've already done the work to get into the holy place, right? Again, science would say this is the place of our unconscious part of our mind, but we know this is our spirit allowed to arise above our soul. They come together in unity. Our soul is made up of our mind, our emotions, and our will. And to allow your mind to enter, we must close all the doors or obstacles that short-circuit our spirit from allowing our spirit to connect with God. Arise, spirit, arise. Please understand that your soul and spirit, they come into unity in this place. This is what is broken. This is what broke in the Garden of Eden. The enemy still divides us today, but God is opening this up. I have seen the veil several times in my dreams. And until I had unity with my mind, my emotions, my will, my spirit, my soul, I wasn't sure what I was actually trying to break through. And each time the veil looked like shattered glass in the ceiling in my dream. And I speak about this in previous podcasts. I will try to put a link in this transcript. When we know God immediately and intimately, we are translated, we are transported, and we know who we are in God. God placed Jesus within us. The more we look like Jesus, the closer we are to God. This curtain or veil breaks, it shatters. We experience clarity. There's no more confusion in our brain. This is why Joseph was able to interpret the dreams of Pharaoh in the book of Genesis 41, I believe. He spent a couple of years in jail learning to walk with God. Can you see why our time alone with God is so important? We can't be fooled by the enemy who tries to keep us from breaking through to the other side. The power of the enemy is no longer. This defeats every stronghold. It's so powerful. God will become visible, audible. He will provide visions and even dreams for great revelations. This is where we see huge growth in the body of believers as they step into their appointment with God God is revealing the spiritual realm of heaven in a way we could never even imagine. I mean, I would never have told you this was happening if it had not happened to me. He's making known to us the mysteries of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. Ephesians 1:9. And it goes on to say that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and on earth. This is the plan of God. He's opening it up. Praise God. And we get to live this. Each of us must love others along this path. As your heart is transformed, you will be amazed. When the enemy uses other Christians to attack us, we forgive them. It doesn't have an effect on us anymore. We aren't holding grudges. We aren't holding our wounding. We aren't feeling sorry for ourselves and keeping ourselves an idol. We stop blaming others and we pick up where God says go, seeking the answers from his spirit. A person who aspires to great spiritual wisdom and intelligence will spend more time with God than other people. This means the spirit brings different depths of teaching in accordance with the level of our spiritual growth. You don't have to clean up your temple before you arise. You just need to be honest and humble. Take yourself. This is just between you and God. His spirit will come and he will reveal the things, the gunk that needs to go. Deuteronomy 29:21. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of his law. That's the Bible. When you are ready to go higher, then the things that have been holding you back won't hold you back anymore. Your eyes have not seen nor heard nor have entered into the heart of man. 1 Corinthians 2. All of these things that you couldn't see before or hear, they begin to be revealed. That's what this message is. This is verses. God says there are things in Scripture that the heart of man has never entered. Oh, I feel that as a witness. God is opening this right now, this special moment in time. Yet, he wants to reveal them to this generation. He has chosen this generation for the harvest to unveil his presence. It's been closed. His word, it's been closed to just the normal believer. There have been people in our past that have accessed this. But his word is being opened so that we can go higher and advance the kingdom of God more effectively. Man has become so complacent that God is using those super desperate and hungry to go higher. I mean, look around your neighborhood. It's imperative we go higher. The darkness has come to every aspect of our world. Even small children have the enemy in them. But God, he knows he's still on the throne. He says in Luke 8, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God have been given to you. But to others I speak in parables, so that through seeing they may not see, through hearing they may not understand. The ecclesia movement is here for the church. God is equipping each of you to enter beyond the second veil into the area known as the Holy of Holies, to go beyond the resurrection, to ascend higher. Learning to walk in the Spirit is not to use your carnal mind. You must practice letting go and letting God. For me, I had to keep my hands busy because my emotions and my mind, I'm a communicator. So I start with writing, and pretty soon God's speaking, right? And I've talked about this on my podcasts. So Go to the beginning if you want to start and learn how to walk in the Spirit of God. I believe when we identify with Jesus in his ascension, seated with him on his throne, we enter our presence of God. Our inner man is allowed to enter the gate of the holies of holies and ascend to the heavenly realms. Try to picture Jesus sitting on the throne. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm in Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Lastly, behind the second veil is the great and final mysteries of the end time harvest. There are two. When the writer of Hebrews says that Jesus entered in within the second veil as a priest of the order of Melchizedek, he was saying that the heavenly order, you have to be a king and a priest, and the priests. You and I have Jesus within us. We are kings and priests on earth. On earth, we have dominion through Jesus. Our authority comes through Jesus. God is choosing this new movement to govern earth with him forever. He's already positioning us in a different dimension of a spiritual understanding to commune with him. I am hearing and seeing so many reports all around the world of individuals being caught up in the third heaven to experience in the body or outside the body. And we're told this in his word, we don't know, to the third heaven, where God has been training them to do great exploits. It's exciting. Behind the second veil, Jesus is priest and king. We have the opportunity to share in this ministry, and we enter through our righteousness. And that is, righteousness is the right of your heart. Your heart has to be right. The ministry of a priest, but most people understand the function of a king. But the ministry, the king is to rule. The ministry of a priest is sacrifice. To participate in the role of a priest, we have to understand it's a unique ministry of sacrifice. In the book of Hebrews, we find many places where the relationship is mentioned. Hebrews 5, verse 1, for instance. Every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men and things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifice for sin. In Hebrews 8, chapter 8, verse 3, he says, every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Priests offer sacrifices. When we offer our lives to God and begin to fellowship for him and with him and serve him, we are offering a sacrifice. Jesus is the true sacrifice. He paid the ransom. He opens the door or gate, so we're authorized to enter this covenant with God, to fellowship with the Spirit by our prayers, and I mean millions of prayers. God is giving this understanding of the Ecclesia movement. It is causing the government of God to descend upon earth. Let me repeat this. By the prayers of the believers, millions of prayers, to whom is being given the understanding of the Ecclesia movement, is causing the government of God to descend upon earth. Our prayers on earth for God's will to be done are releasing a power so that the heavens are made to ascend. From the heaven, God is raising believers and bringing the earth towards him. Between these two realms, the second heaven will be smashed. The second heaven is the kingdom of darkness. It's suffering right now. Earthquake after earthquake. Beneath the earth is also shaking. And we see this in the natural world. The media wants us to believe this is bad. It's laughable. This is God. He's on the throne. We know the spiritual world is made up of two kingdoms, the kingdom of God or light and the kingdom of darkness, Satan. It is the kingdom of darkness that rules the spiritual government over the whole earth. If we want to change the world that surrounds us, transform our communities, affect the thoughts and ideology of our nations and of man, it's essential to produce these changes first in the spiritual dimension. I talked about this in my last podcast. Everything happens first in the spirit before it manifests in our world. The battle has been raging in the heavens and it's spilling over to the earth. We see it everywhere, in every part of our lives. The truth is no longer popular, only the lies. The greed of man has fueled the fire, even in my little getaway town. God reveals the spiritual world to us through his word, through types, symbols, parables, analogies, together with historical events, and through clear descriptions of his kingdom revealed to the prophets. That's you and me. We are his prophets, because when you hear from God, you are a prophet. He will visit. It will be undeniable. And his celestial, his kingdom, heaven hosts, messengers will be coming as well and revealed to you and to me. God has provided three main spiritual weapons: the word of God, the name of Jesus, and the blood of Jesus. We launch these weapons along with communing with God or walking in the spirit. We have become his weapons of war. The scriptures establish this, and they tell us some. We will have new utterances of tongue. We will cast out devils. And we will have gifts and signs of power of God. God will use our hands to be powerful. The Spirit is showing us things to come, and speaking to us is the gifts of revelation. That's what when you walk in the Spirit, you're given gifts of revelation. I can't even come up with this stuff myself, you guys. We are all Spirit. This isn't special. Paul explains the gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. His emphasis on the gifts is not possession of them, but the manifestation. Manifestation. Thank you. Sorry. Again, the enemy attacks my voice and the way I read. So we rebuke him right now. I want to give you the three ways for you to begin. Ask the Lord to shine his light to enable you, despite the darkness, whether it's in your house, in your life, in your work, wherever it is, just ask God to shine his light. God, shine your light. I surrender everything to you. Ask the Lord to silence the noise, whether it's your ego, mistakes, whatever it is that keeps you out of the presence of God. Ask God to silence that noise. Say, I surrender it to you, God. I don't believe anything unless you show it to me. Thank you, by the blood of Jesus. And then invite his Spirit to come. Holy Spirit, come. Fill me, Holy Spirit, fill me. And he will encourage you, teach you, and equip you for your appointment with God. That's what he did for me. Just like Paul, God's Spirit will be given to each of us. And maybe you'll need a second pouring. I needed one to equip me. I mean, if you listen to my earlier podcasts, they're kind of difficult probably to listen to. But God still used it. There are people who will need it. And they will have eyes and ears to hear. And God will place little baskets of blessings as they listen. And this is what he wants to do with you. He will provide shining armor for you to prevail above the dark forces that have been sent to you in your life. By his stripes, we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. The ultimate plan of God is divine healing, both spiritually and in our bodies, our actual temple. If you need healing, you need to go walk in the Spirit with God. So as I was preparing this podcast, the Lord gave me a word. He said, and this is God speaking, there are spiritual regions that hold believers captive. If you believe you are living in a region that is captive of darkness, go to Acts, read chapter 8, 9 through 13, and pray before you start, like I do before I start this podcast. God says, you are my chosen people, and through you, he's going to set captives free. The dark forces will not prevail, but be sent to the pit of abyss. God says, I'm returning this land to my chosen people. I will bless you, and I will bless the land as you work to free my captives. I am with you. You are my warriors, said God in heaven, our great creator. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. So I want to encourage you today to take some time, sit with God. He is ready to bless your land. He is ready to make you a righteous warrior of valor, just like Gideon. And I just thank you today for listening. And I just praise God for the work he's doing in the kingdom of God within his believers. Take care. Bye-bye.